Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, welcome to another delicious Saturday afternoon. I have one thing to say and one thing only, and that is, who let the dogs out? We are broadcasting live from the hot new bar and grill, Stray Dogs. And now I got a woof and a woof and a woof coming from all around inside 78 West River Road in between Stone and Oracle. The party is just getting underway. We got NCAA action going on. We have culinary and cocktail experiences in surround sound. Come on out and join the party. Again, Stray Dogs. And yes, fellow foodies, bring your dog. They are all welcome here on this patio. It is a spectacular Southern Arizona day. Thank you so much for tuning in to On the Menu Live. Now, we have got a delicious hour dialed up for you. This is one show that you do not want to miss. And helping us navigate the most delicious hour on radio, you know, when it comes to identifying who our celebrity co-hosts are going to be every single Saturday at 5 o'clock, you know, we take these decisions very seriously. And there's a guy in this community who really helped to shape the craft beer scene in Southern Arizona. He is my very good friend from Borderlands Brewing Company. Miles Stone is in the house.
Always glad to be here, Matt. Twist my arm. Hang out with you for an hour, drink beer, eat food if I have to.
I mean, what's wrong with this, man? Right. I mean, here we are. It's 85 degrees outside. Right. We're having a beer.
Right.
We're just basking in the beauty and the magnificence of this great new place.
Right. I should be asking you every week.
That's right. So Borderlands Brewing Company,
right.
You guys were one of the first on the scene.
It's been unreal.
Get us caught up on what's been going on your street these days.
Yeah, you're no surprise that Tucson's turned such a corner on beer culture. I mean, just, you know, 5-6 years ago, there was a handful of brews, all of them wonderful. And then you know, we came around 4 or 5 years ago, and now we've got a dozen. And everyone says, you know, are there too many breweries? Are we getting too crowded? And of course, nowhere near it. Every time a new brewery comes out, you know, it's one more person saying, hey, I should look into local beer. I should have some fun. And so it's been amazing. We're really happy to be part of it.
And when did you guys open for business?
Come on, about 4.5 years ago, actually.
I can't believe
it's been
4.5 years.
I remember the grand opening and chatting with you right after that.
We were there.
Right? Exactly.
And you know what? I tell you what, we had such a great time at the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl.
Right.
And that new beer garden, I guess this is not so new anymore, but that space, that outdoor space that you guys have created is just like the perfect zone for kicking back, playing some bocce ball, having some beers. We just loved it down there.
We set the place up as the place we want to go have a beer at after work because we go there to have a beer after work. And so, I mean, it's perfect. You know, outdoor space, it's a 100-year-old warehouse. And so I'm thrilled to hear you say that because that's the way we set it up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Okay, so I know some brewers like to kind of tweak things from season to season.
Right.
And we're getting into it's March and it's already 87 degrees.
Right.
As we're getting into the warmer months, do you look at the season change to impact the kinds of suds that you're going to have on tap down there?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, obviously our spring is 95 degrees, so we're getting away from the darker beers this time of year, going over towards sours. Actually, we're seeing a lot of sour beers really take traction. We put some out as a kind of a joke a year or two ago, and gone immediately, all of them. And so so this spring really hitting sours hard, making sure we've got enough for people. That's the time of year is perfect for it.
I got to tell you, I'm fascinated with the whole sour scene.
Right.
When I first heard it described to me about what really a sour beer was, I sort of scratched my head and said, I don't get it. then I had one.
Right.
And
right.
I believe, frankly, I thought the Citrana Wild, does that classify
as
a sour?
And by far our most popular one. And so sour is probably not the best name. Really more tart.
Right.
But if that were a category, we'd probably call them tarts.
Okay.
And so they're just a little bit on the Parker scale, but still something you drink in the backyard on a hot day. Think of it more like a lemonade as opposed to, you know, something super, super or heavy and mouth sticky.
Yeah, and I tell you, the Citrana Wild Ale, I think a two-time award-winning beer at the Tucson Beer Cup for best specialty beer.
Right.
I mean, you made this beer.
Right.
Now, talk about what's in this beer, because it's spectacular.
Yeah, so it's really citrusy. So, you know, lactobacillus is what makes, you know, bread into sourdough or milk into yogurt. Lactobacillus also works really well in beer to give it that tart acidity to it. And so that's where we get the really citrusy feel from it, too. And the hops we're using, too, kind of pull out that floral notes. Being in the Southwest and having such good access to lots of local fruit, lots of local citrus fruit particularly, it gives us easy access to this. So it really is. It's really a lemonade that is closer to 5.5% alcohol.
I like it. That's my kind of lemonade milestone. Right. Now, you said lactobacillus.
Right.
Now, that's probably, it could very much be the first time that the term lactobacillus has ever been uttered on this radio show. Now, no coincidence, you actually come from a clinical background.
Right.
You indeed are
right.
a medical doctor.
There's no surprise that Mike, the other founder of Borderlands, and I are probably the least qualified brewers out there when we first started. You know, both of us came from the sciences. We were grad students, and we had literally a couple hundred dollars of leftover student loan money at the end of the year, one year, and we put it towards buying some homebrew gear, and that eventually grew into Borderlands. And so, yeah, so both he and I have day jobs. He's a researcher at the university. I work at the university as a doc.
And he's a PhD.
Exactly right.
So he's Dr. Malazzi.
Exactly.
So you're a medical doctor. You're Dr. Stone. So you put two doctors.
Right.
There is a doctor in the house pretty much all the time at Borderlands Brewing Company.
Far more than we wanted to be. Yeah.
Now, remind all of our listeners where the brewery and the tap room is.
Yeah, so it's downtown. So, you know, we use the railroad as our reference. So you look at Stone Avenue, popping under the railroad. We're just down that historic warehouse district right in that corner pocket between the railroad and Stone.
Hours of operation for the brewery?
We open up. The tap room is open noon, Wednesday through Sunday, and we close around 9 or 10 most nights. And so coming over any afternoon is a safe bet for people.
A lot of fun. Live music there, really, around the calendar.
That's right, yeah.
Just a totally great vibe to just kick back. You know, I don't know, you're still serving that salsa, those chips
and
salsa.
All the time. Yeah, from Chiltepica, another local company.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Just so much fun.
We love hearing that.
Now, what's the big trends in sort of the craft beer scene right now? I mean, I've heard, a lot of brewers are really starting to get behind the canning opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think, looking at what Borderlands is doing, you guys are part of that.
Yeah, so I think your listeners in particular have an interest in what goes on behind the scenes in this industry. And canning is a really important part of that. So, all of us, UI and everybody else in this beer world, associates good beer with the bottle. And that's mostly because small breweries had to buy the bottle. We can buy one bottle, buy one label, slap it on, and we're all set. Cans, on the other hand, have the label built into the can. So to make it worth the while of the company making the cans, we've got to buy in the millions, way out of our league for a brewery our size. Now the can companies are looking at all this craft movement, they want to get in on the action, and so they're dropping their minimums big time. So now we can buy cans at a much smaller level, which is why you're seeing more and more craft breweries get into canning. But it's better for the beer. A can is a mini keg, and so it blocks it all the light, all the oxygen. It's actually far, far, far better for the beer. You just didn't see craft beer in it because, I'd be honest, we couldn't afford it.
And you've got one beer that's canned right now at Borderlands.
Exactly right. Anoche Dulce, it's our vanilla porter using some vanilla from right in the border region. And now we're coming out with the Citrona, conveniently, in the springtime for our next can beer.
We're talking to Dr. Miles Stone from Borderlands Brewing Company. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour in this live broadcast from Stray Dogs, again, 78 West River Road between Stone and Oracle. Now, I got to ask you, people come down to the tap room, have a great Borderlands experience, but Borderlands is available several places around town.
Exactly right. The Hacienda family that we're sitting in one of the restaurants right now, they've been wonderful to us, too. And we're a wholesale brewery. Everyone sees our taproom, and that's where obviously we're hanging out most of the time. But we're a wholesale brewery. So our beer goes out in cans and kegs all over the state now, actually. We just got picked up in northern Arizona.
You did?
Yeah, so now literally from the border to every state touching us, you can get Borderlands beer now. So,
okay, and online, where can they find you online?
Borderlandsbrewing.com.
Borderlandsbrewing.com. Yes, they can't make it any easier for you. I want to encourage all of our listeners to go say hi to Milestone, Dr. Milestone, and Dr. Mike Malazzi.
Just call me Miles.
Just call me Miles. Yeah. So humble, isn't he? Anyway, Miles, thanks for hanging out with us
my
today.
My pleasure.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we are talking about something that my wife says is one of the basic food groups. It's chocolate. And there's an event coming up here in Southern Arizona called A Taste of Chocolate. And you do not want to miss one delicious bite. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1. KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, fellow foodies. It's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at the brand new Stray Dogs, 78 West River Road between Stone and Oracle, having a great time. How many canine fans do we have in the house today? This is a place that welcomes the canine community, and there is always a lot of action going on here. Come on by. The broadcast is going to go all the way up until 6 o'clock, but the party is just getting underway. And whenever there's a party, there's our celebrity co-host from Borderlands Brewing Company. My friend Milestone is back with us.
Good to be here, my buddy.
Always fun having a beer with you and right. Just talking about life.
Right, and chocolate today.
And chocolate.
Yeah.
And what a great segue, because beer and chocolate we're going to talk about in a minute. There is one event that comes up every year around this time, and it celebrates the magnificence, the wonder, the beauty, the artistry of chocolate.
I'm salivating.
And there is one guy in this community who could do justice to the whole opportunity that chocolate represents. He is Rotary Tom himself, representing the Rincon Rotary Club, my good friend, Tom Eef is in the house.
Matt, I'm glad to be here.
Nice to see you, man. I tell you what, always fun to see you, and we love everything that you do with Rotary. You know, Rotarians are absolutely true to service, service above self. The entire tapestry of the international Rotary community is something that I have celebrated for many, many years. And for you and your great club to get behind an organization and all the great work that you do and do it all around chocolate, what's wrong with that?
Not a thing. We do a lot of educational support here in the Tucson community. So the Tucson Taste of Chocolate on April 10th is our funding engine to support that. In fact, Miles and Borderlands will be there. Tom Alfonso, your great sponsor, will be a competitor. So folks can come and they can taste various vendors' chocolates and vote on them for their favorite chocolatier, if you will.
So you say competition. So this is game on April the 10th. People come in with their idea for what the perfect chocolate experience should be.
You got it.
And our listeners can go to the event and actually be part of the judging process.
Absolutely. They come and judge. And then, for example, Tom Alfonso has won an award for the last couple of years. Borderlands has been a supporter of ours for several years. Thanks, Miles.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
We love that.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, you know, Werner's Ginger Ale. You mentioned that before. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going to
have Werner's Ginger Ale floats. I mean, can you beat that? So we raised last year about $25,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm just a spokesperson, but Wendy Hobbs is our chair lady and Debbie Graves, our founder, and our president, John Lee, all come together to make this work. And I'm just pleased to be partnering with them. And thank you so much for your support of our function also.
I mean, when Tom Eef calls,
right.
Miles, there's only one answer to the question.
Right.
It's always yes, Tom.
Right. Especially
yes, Tom. There's probably a hashtag. Yes, Tom. But anyway, April 10th, what time is the event, Tom?
2 to 4 at the Doubletree.
Okay, 2 to 4 at the Doubletree, the one over on Alvernon.
You got it.
And it's happening again on April 10th.
Yes, sir.
Now, before we get some more information on the event, how can people get tickets? Because this is one of those events, fellow foodies, that is definitely going to sell out, and you don't want to be on the other end of the call when Tom says we're sold out.
TucsonTasteOfChocolate.org is the website to go to buy tickets. And that'll get them in, and they'll have a great time. And I don't know what else I can say other than
it's
a great event.
Yeah.
Tucson Taste of Chocolate.org.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Now, when we think chocolate, there's a pretty wide range of chocolate experiences. You have dark. You have milk. You have white. I mean, is this every imaginative opportunity when you get your head around chocolate? It's all going to be there.
It's all going to be there. And just think about taking a nice dark chocolate brownie and taking a sip of a craft beer.
Oh. Right.
Doesn't that just melt in your mouth?
Oh, I'm salivating on my microphone.
I mean, you know, I've been the last couple of years, and you know, we think there's chocolate. I thought, you know, breaking off a piece of chocolate. And even with that, I was hooked. And then I go there, and there's baked chocolate. There's liquid chocolate. I mean, it's unbelievable, absolutely. So you talk about the competition, and clearly the people walking in the door with the ticket are the winners. It's been unbelievable every year.
Yeah. I love that. Now, when you're thinking about chocolate on the palate, Miles, right. When you're thinking about the mouthfeel of a great chocolate experience,
right.
what's the go-to brew?
Yeah.
At Borderlands that you're thinking would really help to maximize what that chocolate is all about.
We send over our vanilla porter every time. So porters are kind of on the darker spectrum, a little bit toasty, a little bit chocolatey in terms of what it's pulling out of the barley roast, and pairs just perfectly with chocolate.
Isn't that terrific?
I can't wait.
I mean, I would love next year to have a cigar.
Oh, now you're
beer.
Talking. Now you're singing my song, Tommy.
I mean, we could sit in a patio out there, and we could take one of Jerry's cigars and one of his craft beers
gosh.
And some chocolate. Wouldn't that just be awesome?
The three C's, as you said.
The three C's, and we're
chocolate,
doing that next
craft
year.
Chocolate. Yes. All right, so I'm going to hold you to that.
You're going to be a judge next year.
I'm going to be.
You're on Russell.
I'm going to be a judge. Okay, April 10th, again, at the DoubleTree from 2 to 4, TucsonTasteOfChocolate.com. Org,
yes, sir.
And you're going to be surrounded by chocolates. Now, how many vendors are actually going to be turning out for this event?
25, probably.
25?
Yeah.
Each representing a different kind of idea when
and
it comes to
they're
chocolate.
They're asked to bring a couple hundred pieces of taste bites so that people can come by and taste them and judge them.
That's perfect. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $15.
$15?
Kids under four get in for nothing.
I mean, that's
okay.
I've spent more on lunch.
Yeah. Say no more.
Right.
Okay, so the community is going to respond, raise some money for Rotary, help them do the life-changing work that they're doing, you know, inspired here locally, but the fingerprints of Rotary are really across the globe. Again, we really want you to go to this event. Now, when it comes to chocolate, we have to take a quick commercial break, but I want to ask you before we go, when it comes to chocolate, Tom Eve, what's your favorite chocolate?
Oh, man, that's an un... Russell, that is an unfair question. I mean...
It kind of supports kids learning with the Rotary. How about that?
Thank you so much.
Isn't he good?
Miles, I love you, buddy. You just saved my nuggets.
You know what? And when Miles finishes his residency training program in family medicine,
right.
He's going to open up a clinic here in Southern Arizona. I am probably going to move my entire family's care to Miles'
chocolate
clinic.
Prescriptions for everybody.
Chocolate. Doctor's orders. Doctor's orders. Anyway, Tom Eve from the Tucson Rincon Rotary Club. Taste of Chocolate. It's happening on April 10th from 2 to 4 at the DoubleTree. Tickets, TucsonTasteOfChocolate.org. I'm coming. We're going to have our game on, and let's roll up our sleeves and get dirty.
Thanks, man.
Tommy,
thanks
for hanging out with us.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of our valued and beloved sponsors. And when we come back, the head dog is in the house. Rick Fink himself from Stray Dogs is right on the other side of this break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. We are broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at the brand new Stray Dogs, and we are at 78 West River Road between Stone and Oracle. You might remember this wonderful space, most recently occupied by Zona 78. Everybody knows, and letting me put your minds at ease, the Zona 78 on Tanca Verde is never been better. And Miles Stone, our celebrity co-host, we love Zona 78, don't we?
Absolutely.
Seriously.
And I'm thrilled to be here for the new concept, too, because I'm going to ride along with you. It's going to be amazing.
Well, I'm really anxious to hear about this new concept,
right?
Because it's called Stray Dogs.
Right.
And when you first walk in, you see this sign that says, sit,
right?
Stay.
I know.
And you can't help yourself. I'm sitting, I'm staying,
I'm
drinking a beer.
Me too. Yeah,
but anyway, there's one guy in this community behind this the canine conversation when it comes to Stray Dogs. He is the head dog here at Stray Dogs, the proprietor, and the very honorable Rick Fink. Rick, how you doing?
Well, thanks, Matt. I'm doing great. And it's good to have Miles and Tom here and with you with On the Border.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun. I mean, Stray Dogs. Okay, our listeners want to know. Okay, so you had this idea for a concept. You want to just, like, totally change things over in this great space on River Road. And you're going to call it Stray Dogs. Tell us about that.
Well, Matt, it's kind of like you. You know, it's the people who don't walk the straight and narrow path that everybody else walks. And if you really look that up, that's a stray dog. So the more and more I talk to people, the more and more I realize there are more stray dogs. And there are people who walk the straight and narrow these days, which is very good. Very, very good. So I ran it by my wife, who, you know, I've been with her for 40 years, so I have
God
to believe every bit of what she says.
And she's here, by the way.
And
I mean,
she's over there.
Everybody needs to come over here and get a Nancy sighting.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And she liked it and ran it by a few other people about 6-7 months back, and they liked it. And so we ran with it.
You did.
Yeah.
And, boy, the community responded. You've been open for, what, 10 days now?
10, maybe 11 days, something like that. Wait, a long time, it seems like. A long time.
And, you know, we opened the show saying, who let the dogs out? I mean, the idea, sort of the broader story of Stray Dogs, which you just talked about, I think is really cool. But when it comes down to a place that really is dog-friendly from its core and from its spirit, that's what Stray Dogs is all about. I mean, take a look out at the patio. This is, you know, a friendly atmosphere for our little friends.
Well, we've got two of the most beautiful dogs hanging out there right now. We've had as many 7 dogs out there, and it's great. You know, we're dog people our whole lives, and, you know, I've spoken with the health department over the years about having dogs in patios, and it hasn't been well received. Just recently they passed a law that you can have dogs on patios,
and that's
great, but we wanted to be proactive. We wanted to have a place the dogs could hang out. So you can't leave your dog in your car. We know that. But you can dine with your dog. So that's what we did.
And you can put a little water down for the dog.
A little water. We've got some treats for him. We actually partnered up with a company out of San Diego called My Perfect Pet and OK Feed here in Tucson.
Oh, sure.
And the first Saturday every month, the first 20 dogs that dine with their friends, their masters,
right,
get free food. And, you know, it's really a fun concept. And My Perfect Pet, they make organic food. They said that people could eat it. I'm not going to offer it to anybody. But I'm excited about it, you know. So the first Saturday of every month,
great,
from brunch, we have brunch on Saturday. So from 11 to 2, the first 20 people get their dogs to eat for free.
Well, I love that. You know, you mentioned serving water out to the dogs. My dog, Sophie, at home, is partial to the Citrona Wild, the Borderlands Brewing Company. I mean, she has an advanced palate,
mm-hmm,
Rick Fink. But are you a dog guy, Miles?
Oh, absolutely. The place feels great. Rick would never admit this, but he is Tucson food royalty.
He really is.
Right, and the place feels like my backyard. Like, it's a place that I'm comfortable at. We're sitting here having a beer, and it just feels perfect. The fact that we can bring dogs is just icing on the cake. Very well done.
However, we can't give them any beer until we check their ID, and they're at least 3 years old.
That's why I moved past that subject real quick. Yeah.
We're talking to Rick Fink, the man behind the bark here at Stray Dogs, again, 78 West River Road between Stone and Oracle, having a great time. Now, people are familiar with the Zona 78 concept, the setting of Zona 78. When people walk through the door at Stray Dogs, are they going to experience the same sort of look and feel, or what did you do from a space perspective?
Well, we tried to change the interior with a bright colors and charcoal grays and blacks, as well as bright yellows and reds. Well, we put some corrugated tin around where our oven is, just so when you come in, it's not the same place. We still care a lot about service. It's a user-friendly, I would say, kind of place. Right. If you want to go up and get your own soft drink, we have a place you can do it. If you don't, we're here to take care of you.
Right.
We changed up the menu. We could not, you know, be like a mini Zona or something like that. So, you know, we went all over and looked for dogs. We have all beef hot dogs. They're really outstanding. And we have a Chicago dog and a Sonoran dog. We found our own hamburger that's really great, and a big hamburger. We also have hormone-free hamburgers for those people. We have gluten-free food. We mixed it up a little bit with our pizzas. We brought the price to, you know, our top pizza is $8.75 for a personal pizza, and it's great.
Wow.
You know, same basic ingredients, a little bit smaller than what we were known for, but I think you'll like it. We cut our own French fries, we cut our own sweet potato fries, we do our own onion rings, and we've gotten a very good reception with it. And I've eaten way too many of them because they're just that good.
You know, speaking of a warm reception, I was warmly received when I walked in the front door by this great pizza oven. And people thinking, oh, you know, they're going to change concepts, going from Zona 78 to Stray Dogs. The first thing you see is that magnificent pizza oven. That is where it belongs, and that's here to stay, right?
That's here to stay. That's here to stay for a good long time.
Now, is there one pizza on the menu that, I mean, I know it's only been 10 days, but is there one show-stopping Stray Dog pie that seems to be getting people begging for more? Pardon me. The dog analogies, Miles, I can't stop.
Easy.
They're unstoppable.
Well, I got to say we have a gluten-free pizza for every pizza we make. That's number one. Number two, we have a meaty pizza and a Hawaiian pizza. Myself, you know, I'm not a big fan of Hawaiian peaches. We can't keep them in.
Right.
You know, we're buying fresh pineapples almost every other day now.
Wow.
So it's a great pizza. And the Meat Lover's Pizza, you can't go wrong with. They're both really well received.
Now, we're going to be breaking you down with a Chef Andres Lopez.
Right,
he's going to be joining us a little bit later on in the show, talking about his journey.
Local Tucsonian.
Now he's in the pinnacle of his culinary career here at Stray Dogs, and really get a sense of his fascination with the culinary arts and how that's all manifest here at Stray Dogs. But anyway, Rick Fink, the man behind all the magic here at Stray Dogs, don't go away. We want you to continue.
Well, I'm going to go have to get Chef. You know, I'm sure he's cooking right now.
He,
you know,
well, that's where we want him, but he needs to come out here. Anyway, Rick Fink, thank you so much.
All right, I'll be right back. Here's the chef.
Quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, the Honorable Chef Andres Lopez is in the house. We're going to be talking about what makes him tick when it comes to great culinary experiences. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Do not go anywhere.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. We are broadcasting live from the hot new bar and grill. The anticipation around the opening of this great new concept is one of the hottest for restaurant that I've seen in a long time. We are broadcasting live from Stray Dogs. Are there dogs in the house today, fellow foodies? 78 West River Road between Stone and Oracle, here with my celebrity co-host again from Borderlands Brewing Company, Dr. Miles Stone.
Good to be back.
This needs to be a two-hour show. We're just getting started.
I was just thinking that.
And we're empty.
Right.
You've got an empty glass.
I know.
I've got a, you know, something says we're going to be able to do something about that.
You're right.
But anyway, thanks for hanging out with
us. My pleasure.
Borderlands Brewing Company, you need to do yourself a favor. Get down there, have some of these great beers that Miles talked about, and really take a part in what is such a fascinating a story about the craft beer scene here in Southern Arizona. I think we have about 14 or 15 brewers now.
It's a great time to be a
beer fan and a beer maker in Tucson. It's unbelievable.
I love it. Yeah. And there's probably going to be another brewery open before the show goes.
Probably.
Miles, always fun hanging out with
my
you.
My pleasure.
So here he is, fellow foodies. You know, you've waited now 34 minutes, and now he has arrived. He has taken a few steps away from the back of the house. He has been ushered to the front of the house. And we promise it's only going to be for a few minutes because his patrons want him to do what he does best.
Yes.
And that is to make killer cuisine. Right. The chef here at Stray Dogs. Let's get a big woof, woof for Chef Andres Lopez. Chef Andres, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Oh, listen to you.
He's a natural.
You've obviously done radio before.
No.
You know, let me tell you, it's an honor to be a guest on the Chef Andres Lopez show. take it away, Chef. So all I have to say is congratulations.
Thank you.
Like I said right after the last commercial break, I mean, when you think about, you know, this highly anticipated opening, when word got out that Stray Dogs was coming, that this crazy concept that Riff Fink and his team put together, we were so excited, and he brings you on as the chef. Now, before we dive into the menu and start doing some barking of our own, sorry, the dog analogies, they just keep coming. Let's find out a little bit more about you. So you didn't just wake up one day and get a call from Rick Fink and go to work with a Stray Dogs hat on.
I've worked for Rick for about 4 years now, and I've pretty much been doing my best to perfect my craft. I have a passion for cooking, and he allows me to play around his playground.
You know, when Rick lets you play, ain't nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong
with
that.
You know, Rick is a guy that really does manifest play wherever he goes, and he's a playful guy.
Yeah, he's a really good boss. I like him.
Oh, and look at this. Now he's blushing.
That's great, Chef. Thank you.
where did the whole kind of culinary story begin with you?
I started off like most chefs that I know. I started off as a dishwasher and worked my way up. Started off as, in family restaurants. And then bounced around from one place to another. The best analogy I can give you is like a kung fu master going from one dojo to the next.
Oh, right. My
perfecting
gosh.
Each style.
Right. All right, so let's talk about some of the dojos then. I mean, on your journey, you've obviously been inspired by folks that sort of helped in their own unique way contribute to making you who you are
today.
Exactly, let's give some props, dude.
Props is... The breakfast diner that I started off at with 06, the egg connection, just some little flipping eggs.
Yeah.
I perfected that.
Yeah.
And then once I got done making omelets, I wanted to go somewhere else. I went and learned how to make hot wings from some place that had a bunch of girls. And then I just got sick and tired of working around that type of food, and I wanted to step my game up. And Zona 78, I've heard a lot about it.
Right.
And Keith Parker, who's the chef over there, who pretty much he's like my Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's oh my great. Gosh, what a tremendous honor that is!
Yes, it is.
Now I got to tell you, I'm 48 years old, and I still have not perfected flipping eggs.
Right?
You know, and I even tried again this morning, and I just can't do it. I mean, and I'm a foodie, and I love great food, but I can't get the egg thing down.
And that was Andres' warm up. That was just to get him getting started.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes, it was. Yes,
You're
it
flipping
was.
Flipping them like the best of them.
Exactly. Well, I had a really good teacher at the time too, and He inspired me to actually pursue it and get further into the craft.
As a chef, what are the things that kind of challenge you? I mean, you appear to be a guy that would sort of, you know, turn your nose up at any challenge and say, challenge.
Let's
but
do
is,
it.
Is there one thing that as a chef really, you know, makes you come out in the biggest and boldest and best ways you can?
I mean, when we have our rushes and stuff, that actually, you know, it tends to make me want to step my game up even more.
Right.
But when it comes to food, I'm always up for the challenge, whatever it may be. You know, I'm going to step up and knock it out of the park.
You got a good crew back there, huh?
Yes, I do.
Seriously.
I have a very good crew. My crew is actually doing really well right now, and we're pumping out a lot of food.
Now, it says here on the wall, Chef Andres Lopez, that every single morsel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are bold words right there, but there's more.
I stand
behind
it.
Every single morsel we possibly can from scratch. No shortcuts.
Yes.
From our cured and smoked meats to every sauce. And every dressing, even our mayo, desserts, pickles, burgers, and sides, all scratch. So I can ask you, can't you just go to a food purveyor and buy mayo for crying out loud?
That's cutting corners, and we don't do that, man.
making his own mayo, Miles.
Come on. I mean, it's not that hard to do.
Says the professional chef.
Exactly. Like the garlic aioli, it's really, really good, especially on a chicken sandwich. We make that every day. I mean, pretty much we push out so much of that dressing, we have to make it every day. Our sauces with our spaghetti, pizza sauce, sorry about that. We make that pretty much every other day, if not every day. Today and yesterday, it's been so busy. We were selling so many pies that I literally have to make pizza sauce every day.
Then
not to mention we're punching out French fries, fresh, natural cut French fries. We do that every day. We have to let them soak for about 4 hours in water. makes it easier for us to blanch them out. But definitely, yeah, we make all our food from scratch.
Many, many different steps that
different steps.
A lot of people think are unnecessary.
Well, some, but at the same time, that time and that.
So when you guys are in the back of the house and you're working your tails off,
mm-hmm.
And Rick Fink walks in,
mm-hmm.
is there like, does everyone start sweating? I mean, it's like, especially when he picks up a menu and you know that he's
going to
order.
No, no. Well, it's not that. It's not that kind of environment. We actually see real laid back. But if you are messing up, he will get in you, you know. But other than that, he's a really chill, laid back kind of boss, you know.
Is he right? I mean, yeah. Are you a chilled, laid back kind of boss, Rick Fink?
You know what? The people who work here are part of the family. I respect them. I tell them when they do good.
Bring your microphone a little closer to your. There you go.
I compliment them when they're doing a great job, and if they're not doing a great job, I let them know. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's no big deal.
Right. No big deal. So anyway, let's talk about this menu.
Okay,
so Rick talked a little bit about it, just kind of broadly speaking.
What do you want to know?
But right when you're starting, right when you see the menu, you know, the color, the vibrancy, the mm-hmm. personality, I guess with a restaurant called Stray Dogs, there has to be personality.
Gotta be bold.
And it really is, I think, cascading across all the dishes. So explain to our listeners exactly how this menu is put together, and then we're going to go through a little bit by bit.
It's pretty basic. It's simple. I mean, you got your build your own kind of burgers and pizzas that we have and hot dogs. But we have like a template for you guys to go into because some people just don't know what to order. I mean, generally everyone who comes into a burger place, you're going to get a burger with cheese and fries. But we also have the different types of burgers that most people can be familiar with. We have the Schrummer, which is a mushroom burger with Swiss cheese. And then we have the veggie burger because most people, you know, they don't want to have ground beef and
right.
everything.
Right.
So we got a veggie burger. And this veggie burger is really, really good. It's gluten-free, peanut-free, dairy-free, and it has beans, rice, and a bunch of ingredients inside of it. I can go on day.
And when you say beans and rice, you're actually working.
No. This one, I will have to admit, we have somebody who provides it for us. And, you know, the Tepa Burger from Tepa's.
Great company.
Exactly.
Seriously.
So you've
heard
of them. Arizona company.
Yes.
They grow half of their own ingredients.
That's amazing.
And it is amazing. And it's outstanding.
Yes. And then, of course, the Island Burger. That's the one that we kind of make fun of it, like the Korean. The Caribbean kind of island burger. With the pineapple, the pickled jalapenos, mozzarella, and barbecue sauce, that's good. And then the blue Canadian bacon. The Canadian bacon on our blue burger is actually smoked. We slice it up in the back, cut the loins, we come it out and brine it, and then we smoke it for 3-4 hours.
And again, you're smoking here?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what wood do you fancy in the smoking process?
It's just mesquite.
Great.
It's just mesquite.
It's so abundant here.
Of course.
It's a sense of place.
Perfect
wood
smoke.
That we like.
Right.
Now, a while ago,
yeah.
Miles, you were using mesquite on some beer.
We do. Yeah, seasonal. We bring out all the time. Obviously, perfect choice. I mean, it pulls out a ton of flavor. I love what you're doing with the concept in terms of giving us a little bit of freedom to try the smoke to try. But still, kind of...
Yeah.
Implicit here is he's a professional chef. Let's trust him.
Yeah. Don't trust me around mesquite.
Thing about it. You know, sometimes people want to come in there and say, oh, I wanted to try something new.
Right.
Can I do this? And then, like, we have some of the things we're going on with our pickling. We got pickled fennel, that this orange, sweet pickled fennel that you can actually put on a burger or a hot dog. And it's really good.
Pickled fennel on a burger. Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
This is why we should leave it to Andres.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yes. Do not try this at home. Trust Andres. You are in good hands.
That's right,
that's right.
So if you see something on Food Network and you can't do it at home,
yeah,
do come in here and try.
Now, so we talked about the burgers. Now, with a place called Stray Dogs, you're going to be big and bold and have dogs on the menu.
Of course.
And the dogs better execute.
The dogs
execute.
Will bark.
So Rick talked about 100% beef, mm-hmm. all beef dog. Now, why is that so important when you're going after a great hot dog kind of frank experience? Why go all beef? You know, because we've seen on the spectrum, we've seen blends
right.
and pork and beef and all that.
Right.
But
just the flavor.
Just the flavor.
You know, think about it. I mean, you put all these different types of, you know, pork, chicken, push them all in one little weenie, and it's not going to come out. It's not going to taste too good,
right,
I tell you
right,
that.
Right,
right.
But if you have all beef dog, it's just tastes better.
And after 10 days, would you say that the dog is really one of the show-stopping items on the menu? I mean, are people rallying around the dogs?
Right now, you just... The onion rings that got put in front of us.
What a remarkable coincidence,
oh, did
Jeff?
They?
I'm just telling you, that right there, that's my showstopper right there. That's my pride and joy right there.
Man.
We make those in the back, and we use flour, clear soda, and cornstarch. And, of course, panko to make it all crispy.
Flour, cornstarch, and?
Clear soda.
Clear soda.
As in, you know, like Sprite? Soda water? Oh, yeah, huh?
As
yeah.
in, as like a, like huh. a, no, like just a Sprite. Citrus lemon lime soda.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your secret. That's your hidden ball trick
there
right
it
there.
It is right there.
Not anymore. It's not hidden.
It's not a big deal. You still got to learn how to make
yeah, right.
it.
Right.
Okay. So we want to remind all of that's right. All of our listeners, we're actually going to have some pictures up on our Facebook page, on our Instagram. If you're not following us, you should. Facebook.com/OnTheMenuLive, OnTheMenuLive on Facebook, on Twitter, and also check out our gallery of gastronomy on Instagram, OnTheMenuLive. Do that and do it now. So the onion rings, you said you're pride and joy.
Yeah, that's my baby.
So let's go in.
I
mean, look, beer and onion rings.
Man. No,
I mean, right there, two amazing food
yeah.
groups,
yes,
Jeff.
It is. Yes.
All right, so let's do this.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay, this is live radio.
Yeah, if we both put
if
food
I could
in our
do this without making a mess. Okay, so talk about my dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, the dipping sauce, that's a $1,000 dressing. That has a little kick to it, okay?
Okay.
It's got ketchup, mayo, and it's the normal $1,000 and a little bit of other things in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Keep that a little secret.
Man.
Keep talking until we can eat.
Yes. yeah, but the onion rings, obviously, yeah. they taste
That's a
good.
Zip.
That's good, huh?
There's a zip there.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
that $1,000 dressing is going to keep you guys drinking more beer.
Right?
See, that's, I tell
you
what.
I was just reaching for it.
Yes.
I thought of
everything.
Enough
of the corporate secrets.
Okay, enough of the secrets.
Okay. Let me tell you what I like about these onion rings.
Tell me.
I have not had them before. It's my first experience with your pride and joy.
Yeah. Good, good.
So, there's onions in here.
Yes.
That's one of the things we don't find sometimes. You know, you have this
right.
this big Herculean size onion ring
right.
that you sort of have to look around. And like, there's an onion
yes.
in there somewhere.
No.
So the onion. And I also love the differences in texture. Yeah. And, you know, people talk about differences in flavor and taste, and that's great. I'm a texture guy, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So you get that great snap, that wonderful coating, but that moist and tender
right,
onion
right,
on the inside.
Uh-huh.
And then you just get that kiss of spice on the end on the back.
Mm-hmm.
You've nailed it.
Thank you.
The
That's what I was going for.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to have another
yeah. yeah.
I have a whole basket
about, so I could eat some more.
Okay, so the onion rings, and that's one order right there.
That's
so
one order right
decent
there.
Decent size portion
oh, definitely.
There, too.
And then
my
the natural cut fries that we serve with our burgers are really, really good, too. And then not to mention, we got sweet potato fries, too.
Okay, which I think, I mean, I never used to like them,
mm-hmm.
but I have really grown mm-hmm. to like mm-hmm. them, and now I'm ordering them instead of regular fries.
Right. That's
right.
It's more
really
healthier to do that.
Really flavor,
yeah, it's good.
A little sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of potatoes are you using for
the
your
white potato?
Okay,
for the
regular fry.
No, regular fry, we use Idaho.
Idaho potato.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you
sure.
want to do.
Yeah. I trust Andres.
Right. I mean, you don't want to get the potatoes from Detroit. I'm sorry.
No, no. Something wrong with the water over there, I guess.
Okay. So the onion rings, obviously a great place to start.
Yeah.
Saddle these up with a burger or with a dog.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. And if you want to get, you know, kind of funky with it, you can put it on a burger.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, and just douse the burger with a little bit of that spicy.
$1,000 dressing. Oh, we have like the Reuben burger has the $1,000 dressing on it too,
wow.
with the
yeah.
sauerkraut and the Swiss cheese.
Same dressing too.
Same dressing.
House sauerkraut. That sounds amazing.
Yes,
yeah.
the house sauerkraut. We do make that ourselves.
Yeah,
okay.
Great.
Yeah.
You're making your own kraut.
Yeah.
That's the straight. That's what we're talking about.
Wait till
no,
you try.
No, so he's like another. It's just another day at the office. For
Come
me.
On, seriously,
you're
man.
Right, you're so surprised right. that you're making sauerkraut.
Thank you. Kraut. No. We like I said, we take much pride in what we're doing, not kraut.
Well, before the dogs come out, we want to remind all of our listeners that Rick Fink and Chef Andres Lopez, in their wisdom, are actually going to be providing an opportunity for one of you listening right now to win a gift card to experience Stray Dogs and Chef Andres Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
For yourself, you a married man, Chef?
Yes.
Oh, you are. So we were going to take calls to see if anyone wants to go out with you tonight.
You don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. Is
no,
the where is
I want to be able to go home.
Anyway.
Tomorrow morning.
No.
We're going to do a trivia question here in a couple of minutes, and the first person that sends us a note with the right answer is going to get a gift certificate to experience Stray Dogs for themselves. And may I say, Miles, we would recommend that they start with the onion rings.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
All right, so yes, listen up. We're going to be doing a trivia question here just in a couple of minutes. And then the dogs arrived.
Yeah.
And here they are.
Yes.
So, and I got to say, so is this plated up the way that you plate them for your guests?
No, we're doing a little something special
okay.
for you guys. But normally if we have it, we just give you one little
okay.
thing
so
by yourself.
This is really cool.
Yeah, it's great.
So it's almost like one of the serving tools
the taco.
For tacos.
Yeah.
Right. But the way you've cut them and sort of slid them into the little sections is kind of
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. So, you know, for couples, if they, you know, want to share a hot dog, cut it up, give it to them so they can share their little...
I won't
bin.
Share a hot dog with anybody, except for Miles, because I have to.
Oh, man.
So let's talk about this dog. This looks like a Chicago dog.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. What was your last Chicago dog, Miles?
You know, I actually grew up in Chicago.
Oh, really?
So it's still a place home for me.
Oh, the pressure's
on. Yeah.
Oh, bring it. Tell me how it was.
We've all seen hot dogs. This is... Unbelievable.
This is Wrigley Field. Manifest in a bun. Yeah, it's a cup and a bun.
That's good. Yep, cup and a bun.
A local bun.
A local bun.
Yes.
Again, there he goes again.
Yes, that's true.
Commitment to local.
Exactly. Even our bread and all that's bread baked here.
Sunrise.
That's what caught my eye.
Let's do it. Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna bring these beautiful dogs.
Chef,
up.
I think that means you have to talk a little more while they're eating.
That sounds right. All right. So the pickle relish, we have to get that from a purveyor just to get that green from the relish. I mean, it's kind of hard to duplicate. And the sports peppers that go with that Chicago dog. How's that hot dog? Is that good?
Perfect.
You guys are silent, so that actually sounds good to me.
Oh, it would have been perfect before everything else made it even better. That's on top. This is an amazing hot dog.
Great.
Sport peppers.
Yeah.
You got that atomic relish.
Oh, yeah.
Rick is giving me three napkins.
Because you're getting it all over the place.
It's radio.
All over the place. Well, what a shock. It's a food show.
So, why not? You know, if it's not getting all over the place, it shouldn't be in your face, right?
Yeah. You talked about all beef. Uh-huh. That's the difference right there.
Exactly. It tastes much better. And, you know, you don't have to worry about eating hormones in your pork,
right?
You know?
Right.
I mean, in your weenie. Yeah. Just to touch on the hormones, we actually have two different types of patties. We have regular 80-20 hamburger bun, and then we also have a hormone-free patty for them if anybody wants to just keep healthier.
You got something for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the way that the bun is actually holding up
Good.
To what's happening on it.
Yeah.
It's got this staying power, which is what you're looking for.
Exactly.
Right? So it's not all over. I've spilled some toppings.
That's all right.
But it's doing what you want it to do.
Exactly.
And the celery salt, I'm getting at the end, too.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of a kiss.
Perfect.
A little dusting.
Yeah.
And when you say that you're doing this because we're special, everyone is special here at Stray Dogs.
Exactly.
And man, oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Time has come, Chef. We have listeners that want to know what it's going to take to get in here and to experience Stray Dogs. We want everyone to come out, but someone in our listening audience is going to get a gift certificate if they can send us an email with the right answer to the question. Have you thought about a fun question to ask our listeners? Rick?
Well, you know, we've been open about a week and a half.
Okay.
So I think a fun question is, how many pounds of potatoes did we cut in our first week to serve to our guests?
Yeah, the whole week.
That is a great question. Yeah, okay, we want to know, how many pounds of potatoes did they cut in their very first week here at Stray Dogs? If you think you know the answer to the question, get to your email right now and send us an email onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer or the closest without going over is going to get a Stray Dogs gift certificate. That's a great question. I have a feeling you were cutting a lot of potatoes on that first week.
There you go.
Look at those guns. Anyway, we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple sponsors. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up with Chef Andres Lopez and Rick Fink talking about Stray Dogs. Stick around. I'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell enjoying a great Chicago dog. Where else than Stray Dog, 78 West River Road between Stone and Oracle. Redefining the onion ring, Miles Stone.
These are my guilty pleasures. A hot dog and an onion ring. And you can come here and you can feel really, really good about it. Not just because it's amazing, but it's real.
You know what I like about what's happened? And I don't know if Chef Andres Lopez had this in mind, but, you know, he brought out these onion rings with that kicked up Thousand Island.
Right.
And he brought out the Chicago dog. I'm still getting the beautiful, loving kiss of spice from Chef Andres Lopez. And it's working beautifully with the celery salt on that hot dog. Yeah. It's almost a great pairing in and of itself.
Good. That sounds good. I like that. That sounds really good.
Is this your favorite dog on the menu, Chef?
No, I'll tell you the truth. My favorite is the chili dog.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
This was the opening act.
Talk to me, lover boy.
Chili dog.
The chili dog. Our show this week? Yeah, what do you think?
The chili dog, obviously, our homemade chili that we make in-house, comes with a smoked brisket that we smoked for about 10 hours. That's to chop it up in little bitty pieces and put it inside and it all marinate. And it's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
all right,
so good.
On the next trip, we'll try that.
You definitely do it.
Don't we have a vegetarian chili, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
We also do have a vegetarian chili.
Vegetarian chili.
Yes.
How does that work?
It works. It works. It tastes really good. You got to try it. I mean, it's got the same, you know, flavors and, you know, all that. But definitely, you got to try that one, too. Also, we put those chili on our fries and add some, like, our homemade chili sauce that we make inside. I'm sorry about that. A homemade cheese sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. I mean, from scratch.
Are you a dog guy, Chef?
I love dogs.
What kind of dogs do you have?
Myself, I have a pit.
You have a pit? Of course he does.
Working dog, yeah.
Of course he does. What's the pit's name?
Well, it's Tyson.
Tyson the pit.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Have you brought him to work here, Chef?
No. I don't want to scare anybody.
We're talking to Chef Andres Lopez. He is the man at the back of the house making all of the fun happen here at Stray Dogs, just really helping to intrigue the culinary community on what really you can do with onion rings. And again, you know, people think onion rings, you know, onion rings.
Right.
As we talked about, just taking it up a notch. Doing things from scratch, adding, you know, citrus soda. Again, the secret's out. People running.
I can make it from different.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I want to remind our listeners, if you think you know the answer to our trivia question, send us an email again on onthemenulive@gmail.com. How many pounds of potatoes did they cut here at Stray Dogs in their very first week? We'll be checking the email here in the next hour or so. And closest without going over is going to win a Stray Dogs gift certificate. So let me ask you this. Now, does Rick Fink ever let you go home, Chef? I mean, are you here?
Of course.
All the time. All right, so now let me ask you this. When you go home and you've got the Lopez family refrigerator, you got to take everything out of the fridge except for one thing. What is the one item that will not come out of the Lopez family refrigerator at home? What can you not live without?
My hot sauce.
Hot sauce. What a shot. Tom Eaton's jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Now, you say your hot sauce.
Yeah.
So something tells me we're not talking about Cholula.
No. Wifey has some vinegar-based crap that I don't mess with. But, yeah, my hot sauce, I got to have that in there, and I'll pretty much put it on anything I want.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
I want you to be my neighbor.
Oh, if you be my neighbor, then you're definitely going to be smelling barbecue.
I'm okay with that.
That's cool.
You know, whenever we come around Zona 78 or when we ever come into a place that used to be Zona 78, and by the way, the Tuscany pizza is one of the best pizzas I've ever had in my life.
They're good.
Let me ask Rick Fink. We love Kevin Fink. Kevin Fink is a part of the family. Kevin Fink is a part of the great early success of the Zona 78 story. Kevin Fink is no longer in Tucson, Arizona. But Kevin Fink is alive and well, Rick. Tell us a little bit about what Kevin Fink is up to these days.
Well, Nancy and I are not real happy that Kevin moved to Austin. However, Austin's real happy.
Yeah.
He opened a restaurant there in mid-November, called Emmer and Rye. You know, he sources everything. He does the butchering. He does fermentation of about 500 different things every week.
Wow.
His menu is set on one menu, and every day he does about 10 items of what we would call dim sum fast services that, again, is all locally sourced from meat to fish to maybe just some vegetables to some fermented product. And we're quite proud of him, and he's been really well received in Texas. You know, voted top chef to watch in Austin for 2000.
Yeah, that's huge. That's absolutely huge.
That is huge.
And Austin is such a great food town.
Right. Oh, it's so good.
And for him to make a name for himself after what? How many hours has he been open?
Right, he opened, I think, on the 10th of November.
That's 10th of November.
Yeah,
and he's just killing it.
Texas Monthly came out in March and picked the 10 best restaurants in all of Texas for 2016, and he was one of them. So
fantastic. That's huge.
Yeah. So proud of him.
So we want to, all of our listeners, you're going to end up in Austin at some point. We all do. when you're in Austin, go see Emmer and Rye. It's in the rainy district there of Austin.
Just an unbelievable.
You got to go check it out.
Yeah.
I mean, South by Southwest was just happening. I think he probably just killed it.
He's having a good time with South by Southwest, but hasn't had any days off.
Of course not. Anyway, Rick Fink from Zona 78 of Hacienda del Sol. Stray Dogs, we love everything you're about. Thank you so much for letting us party here on this great
Matt.
Saturday. Chef Anders Lopez, thanks for everything you do.
Thank you.
We're going to go have a dog and a beer sometime.
That sounds good.
And Milestone from Borderlands, thank you so much for everything you
do. My pleasure. Good to hear, bud.
I'll tell you what, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Milestone reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is On the Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies. We will see you at Stray Dogs.